How was your weekend? What was one of the highlights from your weekend? We always play three-word weekend. And my three words were very simple this weekend. Badger Honor Flight. Amazing experience. Now on the flip side. So last month, I was honored being able to go as a media representative and see firsthand what happens on these Badger Honor flights with our World War II, Korean, and Vietnam veterans who fly to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials erected in their honor. And now I got to experience it as a spectator on the other side as my father-in-law, Vietnam veteran Don, and my husband went as his guardian and got to be there at the welcome home experience. So, of course, I asked my father-in-law, Don, when he got home, what were some of his takeaways from Badger Honor Flight, and this is what he had to say.
They treat you so nice down there, all first class. They had an escort on. We are on four buses, escorted, and we went through stop-and-go lights.
Yeah, a police motorcycle escort. Like, get out of our way. Here are the veterans coming through.
Exactly right. In fact, one time we had to go down a one-way street.
Yep.
And that was kind of different, too. But all the memorials were so nice. It was good to see. But the most important one was the Vietnam War, because I was there, and I had four or five friends in class that was killed over there. So we found those on the wall. We took pictures of the names and so forth. But the biggest part was on the way back, getting off the plane, coming to the Madison Airport, going down the escalator, and seeing about 2,000 people there was exciting. It was really fun, enjoyable. It was a welcome back that we did not get back when I was coming back from Vietnam. Because they told us pretty much, I was discharged from Seattle, Washington, and they told us not to get out of the uniform because they don't like us back here at all. I will never forget that. And don't say anything about the war, they mentioned too. So I will never forget that at all. But then what happened was the welcome back was really deserving. Really enjoyed that. And shakes and thank you for all your service and so forth. That was a lot of fun. And my best part too was the Legion, Post 67 was there. They honored me also. About 25 people, 30 people were there. Pictures after pictures was really exciting.
You waited 55 years. I'm sorry that you had to wait 55 years for that moment, but I'm so glad that it finally happened.
Yes.
I know.
Yes. I loved it very much. It was very enjoyable.
What a great moment, and thank you so much for sharing that. I got to meet your father-in-law at Radiothon, and he said something about first-class treatment. He's a first-class guy. Only got to spend a few minutes with him, but seems like a really, really nice guy. And it does break my heart that some soldiers, you know, a lot of soldiers returned from war. You know, they didn't sign up to go exactly do what it is that they did. They signed up to serve their country, and they did their job, and then not all of them got the hero's welcome that they should have gotten. And it's glad that he got that. And you can hear in his voice how special that was to him.
Yeah, and my husband even said that seemed like a turning moment of his life.
Yeah.
And you can be part of these welcome home experiences. There's a few more Badger Honor flights that are happening out of Madison this year. So follow them on Facebook. Can't thank them enough, of course. And the video is posted of that welcome home moment with my father-in-law and husband. And his smile is just ear to ear. It's great. Today's Q106 on Facebook.